Kai U Mob, we here at the Sovereign Podcast would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, family, children and elders past and present on the land on which we meet today, Whadjuk Noongar Boodja.
It's a privilege to be standing on Noongar country and we should all be proud to call Boorloo and the surrounding waters of the Derwal Yerrigan our home. I just want to ask, what advice would you give your younger self?
Wax your eyebrows.
Did you say wax your eyebrows?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is something that's not spoken about at all. As black folders navigating through uni, we don't get to live in these situations. We have to survive in them.
And yeah, now we're here.
Now we're here. We made it this far. Kaya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast, a show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Boorloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
Hey, you love.
It's IJ.
And Sha.
And welcome back to the Sovereign Podcast.
Yay! Like, okay, this morning, waking up in this cold.
It's awful.
I can't do it.
I'm not a fan.
I don't know how I'm coping, but I mean, sorry if that my hello didn't sound as like excited as IJ's, but it's for that reason. It is for that reason.
Definitely.
But
I'm in denial about my winter fashion. I've been trying to wear my summer clothes and like adapt them to this weather.
Are you more of a summer person or a winter
absolutely.
Person?
Absolutely.
You're winter a summer person. Oh, you are from the Kimberley.
Fluff away. Like seriously. Oh, we don't have winter back home.
Nah.
So this is not my vibe at all. Like why is it cloudy and rainy?
Then
like it's like catfishing me because it's sunny outside and then it's like freezing.
Oh, like.
Or like you're driving and it's like clear and all of a sudden like you just take go an extra 10 minutes and it's like pouring
rain. You're from the south, eh? You come from like the cloudy part.
It's just like raining, not raining. I'm lost.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Oh, there's hail now apparently. That's a thing.
Oh shoot, that happened.
I've never seen that before.
You've never seen hail before?
No, because in Broome it most certainly doesn't hail.
It's not a thing. Yeah, it's not a thing there. You've got like cyclones or something.
Yeah, for real. For real. Board up your windows in December.
You just go a level way above hail. Oh my God. No, I'm more of a winter person, I think.
Oh,
no.
Stop.
Okay. The thing is, right. I can do both. I think I'm a hybrid person because summer's, I love summer. I think I'm the most happiest mentally in summer.
Probably. What is it called? Seasonal depression.
But when it comes to winter, like I love dressing up in like a jumper and like a long skirt with like, I don't know. I'm really into turtlenecks recently.
I'm not judging. I'm there with you.
Really?
I'm there with you.
You love turtlenecks.
It does great things for.
It just does the job.
I guess short and tall people.
Hey, she always wants to dig me for being short. It's not funny, IJ. Anyways. Look at me getting so hurt by that.
She really does. That's her point.
But no, I think winter fashion wise is amazing. It's just waking up in the cold is so annoying.
Oh, just like the cold feet, cold hands, not the vibe.
Runny nose. Yeah, no. And I'm a cold blooded person. Like when someone touches my hand, they're like, oof,
yeah, are you dead?
Are you okay? Are you breathing? Is there a pulse?
Yeah,
but no, I can't. Yeah, I can't stand winter for that reason. But the fashion is amazing. I remember back in I've stayed in
She's
both
like
places.
Debating with her own brain.
No, I don't know where it was. It was just like a faint memory of like cold nights. And I'm like, I slept with like 5 layers. And then I come to Perth and I'm like, it's like the cold is still there, but it's like, I feel like I've been through worse. So
I think
really
it's a mentality though, because I went to the snow in Italy and my suitcase didn't come. So I was wearing like a t-shirt and a skivvy, like a skinny long sleeve.
And was it cold?
And leggings. And it wasn't that
cold. It wasn't that cold.
I don't know. I think because I don't know. But I think in Perth, we have the mentality of like, Perth is sunny, Perth is warm. And when it's anything but that, we're like freezing cold.
Yeah.
But I went to Italy knowing it was going to be cold. And I think it kind of met my expectations.
It was like
fine.
It would have been like a average, like 25 degree day.
Oh.
Like
Perth is just catfish.
It is catfish. I can't trust the weather app no more.
No,
I can't.
Literally, no.
Stuff
I don't know what
app.
To wear every day. It's like, should I keep my wardrobe in my car? Because it's going to be like sunny in the afternoon and then it's pouring down like 80% rain. Like, make it make sense, Perth. Yeah, I don't like
come
you.
Come on, girl. Perth. Come on, girl.
Having to wear my leather shoes because all my little sneakers are getting soaked.
Like, walking out the house and regretting your outfit. But
it's not about
anyways, on a positive note, we are here for part two of like our last episode's discussion.
It got cut off, you know? We have more to say.
On so much.
Okay, well, a lot of it was talking about us growing up, being older siblings, and we had my whole breakup, single girl, healing era moment. Tears were flowing.
Okay, one thing that I was so proud of was the fact that it was such a, like, afterwards, it was such a life-altering, like, discussion that afterwards I was like, I don't think I can top this. Like, I honestly cannot, like, the feeling I got afterwards was just so much pride for you. Mm. And, like, I just motivated myself a little bit to make positive, wise decisions. And I'm like, damn, if I take it to it.
It was one of the hardest things I've ever gone through. And took initiative. It didn't just happen. Not to, like, give details, but, like, it took initiative, a big part of it. And so
100%.
I'm really proud of myself, but I did have I did have something that I wanted to say as well.
Yeah.
Didn't say, but this big thing that really stuck out to me, which shifted my entire perspective on relationships moving forward, what I learned through my breakup, my big breakup was, if you do not stay together forever, you eventually will break up. Do you know what I mean?
If you don't stay together forever. Ooh, okay. Elaborate.
So, you know, people get boyfriends and girlfriends, say you're 18 or whatever. Okay, but, like, do you realize that if you're not with this person until you die, like, there will be some stage in your life that you're going to break up with them? Like, it has to end.
It has to end eventually.
Yeah. And I guess I'd never thought about that. And it really has shifted my perspective now because I'm like, well, I don't want a boyfriend now because that means I'm actually with them forever or I'm going through this pain again in the next couple of years, and I don't want to do that. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that shifted my perspective because it's like, why am I chasing boys or like wanting a boyfriend now or in the next 2-3 years when that means I'm locked down forever or I'm going to have to go through like a break or a breakup? It's a scary
thing.
That's
a very scary thought.
But I had that realization and it makes me think, girl, I don't want no man for years. I want to get my degree. I want to live my life 100%. On my own. And then when I'm older and I can say, yep, I'm happy. I'm happy with the time I've had on my own. I'll settle down now. And if this person has to be forever, then that's chill with me. But I'm not there yet. I'm not there.
You're still young.
That's what we allude to this later in the episode our younger self. But if my 15-year-old self could conceptualize, oh, you start dating him now, like, that's forever, or you go through like a heart-shattering breakup.
And it's good to have that. What's hindsight?
Hindsight,
now.
Yeah, but you just don't. When you're blinded by love and everything,
you refuse to think about the hindsight. And I'm glad you have come to that.
I wanted to sprinkle that in there because I feel like that shifted my entire outlook. It made me also think, okay, well, if I'm doing this, going on a date or whatever, that's just for fun. It's not a permanent thing. You have to tell yourself. There, you know, not to get attached, not to have like object permanence, like
for sure.
So that was my little ting.
I really salute you for that. It's very revolutionary as a black girl. No, as a good way, in a good way.
No, for real. As black girls who get attached as lover girls.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a premise that we never considered.
Yeah, exactly. And now that you have, just life changing, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that was such a groundbreaking conversation we had, as well as just talking about academic validation,
parents
navigating being eldest
siblings,
children, and you know, making sacrifices as well as doing things for the sake of your own self without having that guilty feeling. So I don't know, I thought that was a very good introduction.
Definitely. Yeah, we blessed in the west, no doubt. North to the south, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now. And it introduces this whole idea, which we'll also talk about today, in like when we say navigating your 20s, a lot of that also means decisiveness, like making choices.
Yeah.
So I think we talked about that last week, like making choices for yourself, for others, for your parents, or what have I chosen for myself? Do I want this degree? Did my parents want this degree? Did I do that for the betterment of my siblings? Like, I think when we say navigating, a lot of that means becoming the decision maker.
Yeah.
Whereas before, maybe the decisions were made for you. So I think, stop.
Well, Charlene.
No, stop acting shocked.
So freaking deep and profound. And I'm just here like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know how you do it. I'm literally trying to find the words. But no, that's essentially such, that's such a good way to put it. Navigation. Yes, we use that term very broadly.
Yeah.
But it's,
That's an umbrella.
That's
maybe.
An umbrella, and that we've narrowed it down to just like it's. Yeah. It's about having. What's our favorite word from last week?
Agency.
It's having that agency, and so I think that really ties into what we're going to be talking about today.
Mm. Yes, the black household.
The ethnic black household.
Yeah. We actually both have a black/ethnic. In like those kind of households because. I'm Italian and Aboriginal.
Yeah.
And you are Aboriginal and...
I'm Baloch and Baloch, Aboriginal. Yeah. So...
Yeah.
And completely two different cultures.
In one roof.
Intertwined and under one roof. That's crazy.
It's a lot.
It's like that saying that's like, you know, like this A and B walked into a bar, like that thing. But like, it's like, it's even more crazy because it's like under one roof. Like, imagine that. That's crazy. But, like, what? Okay. One thing I think growing up is a lot of your household experiences shape you and your personality. Mm. I think it's made us both.
Definitely.
Pretty.
But we have, like, common experiences.
Oh, yeah,
we,
for
all
sure.
All us black kids and girls, we all have, like, that. Like, the, people, like, make memes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know that one meme about, like, the rug? Like, the blanket with, like, the tiger
the
on it?
The ethnic blanket takeout in winter. Or, like, literally. You know, sleepovers on the, like, lounge room floor at your cousins? House with for cousins. Real. And then, like, the mattresses, the random mattresses.
Yes. Everywhere. Oh, my God. Stop.
I have, like, four. Like, my mum refuses to throw away mattresses. Honest. And I don't know why. I have, like, four single mattresses just chilling in our, like, spare room with all the other crap. And I'm like, when are we going to throw these out?
True.
Even though they are pretty convenient.
Oh, my God. All the, like, things like Keen's Curry and all the, like, staples that we all, like.
I don't know how to say this. The Vaseline. Stop. The cocoa butter one. It's like, why is
Shea butter
everywhere.
Oh my
gosh. It's so freaking funny.
Yeah. This is thing.
Or, like, the random NAIDOC. In my house, we have like NAIDOC goodie things like you put in your bag. We still have them laying around like random wristbands, shirts.
My house back home.
Oh yeah, no, okay.
Don't.
IJ has a TikTok. Can I plug your TikTok?
Is no,
I'm not.
No, because I act so feral when I talk to blokes and stuff. I think God, I'm so glad my name is not in my TikTok. And also, yeah, like seriously, God, they cannot see me. Like, but anyway, I made a TikTok about like all the Aboriginal things in my house.
Yeah, it was
we go
so
hard.
Funny.
Like my whole house could be like a museum.
It is. I want to be your mum when I grow up. She's so funny.
Yeah, she's not Aboriginal, but she's for the mob.
She is for the mob. She's for the people. I love her. Nah.
Like,
so,
is there a need to have a dot painted kettle? And like spears like hanging up on the walls and like was there a need
just
for that
random bit? Like little
was there a need
yeah
no
was there
but
any...
I mean
I love her for that
but that's what reminded me because we have like NAIDOC posters and stuff up too.
Oh my God, just any from any
oh
year.
Any given year, like let her go through the vault, she probably got all of them from like
yonks ago. I love her for that, honestly. But stop. Those are like your like, if you want to be honest, I feel like that's a very universal black household.
Yeah.
Just
definitely.
Having random things and like, also, wait, taking a nap, you cannot do that in a black household.
Oh, the way that like,
try.
The house could be spotless, but there's something you need to be doing instead of having a sleep. No, sorry. No sleep allowed.
No sleep allowed. Like, would you rather me go out every day and like, just never be home? Or would you, like, when I take a nap, apparently like, all hell breaks loose. Like, you're not doing anything.
Oh, my God, stop.
Like, go do something. It's like...
Oh, but then you're, like, gone and you're busy and it's like, you're never here.
You're never here. Like, where are you?
I've been doing this and that. Like,
I've been calling you. You're not picking up. Like, it's just one of those... It's like, what do I do? Sue me.
Yeah.
But those are, like, experiences I think we all had growing up. And especially with ethnic parents.
We say that so they don't hear us.
So they don't hear us. Because when you bring it up, they're like, okay, the sacrifices I made for you.
Well, when I grew up... My mama did this and that. Mama, like, hey, don't talk down on my nonna.
My dad.
Don't talk down on my nan.
Exactly. My dad's from Balochistan, right? Which is a third world country, may I mind you. Third world. So every time I'm like complaining, like my mom will be like, hey, can you go run to the shops and get like milk? I complain. I say, mom, I can't be bothered. Not today, you know? My dad gets up and he's like,
Stingray.
Back. Yeah, Stingray. Oh, shout out Stingray. I love you. So he goes on his like little tent. He's like, you know, back in Balochistan, I used to wake up at 6 a.m. and I used to trek all the way to school. You know where school was? 3 hours away on foot. My dad used to kick me out the house and he always used to say, if you don't walk to school, you're not a real man. Blah, blah, blah. And he goes on a whole tangent about his life story. And he's like,
okay, I'll get the milk.
And I'm like, I'll go get the milk. I'll go get the milk. And then go on a whole little tangent about how going to school was such a, I'm like, then you should have gone to school.
It is pretty like thing. Yeah. My nonna's like that because it was like a full on earthquake where she was. Shoot. So she'll tell that earthquake story like till its death.
Oh my
Same
God.
Same time. I'm like, that sucks though. Like I was.
Exactly.
I mean, like, girl, that is pretty bad. Like, yeah, I must admit.
Yeah. I empathize, but
I will say, like, so those are a lot of like funny, common things we share.
Yeah, for sure.
But
underneath it all,
there are like the flip side of that. And what I wanted to touch on is I did a professional development. I organized one at my work and we did a recreation of that very popular video where everyone stands in a line.
Ooh.
And there are like statements put out and you step forward if they apply to you.
Yeah.
So it was myself and my Indigenous co-workers, First Nations co-workers, and then a lot of non-Indigenous people participating in the professional development. Yeah. And some of the statements were like, step forward if you grew up with a two-parent income household.
Mm-hmm.
Step forward if you had access to a private education, if you have traveled overseas, if you had your own room growing up, if you have been racially vilified. And by the end of it, myself and my First Nations co-workers were far behind all the non-Indigenous people.
To outline that privilege.
Yeah, and I think like that, like, and my co-workers, I'm from Broome, my boss is from Pilbara, some of them from down south. Like, we didn't grow up together, but we had that shared experience. That we, you know, that lack of opportunity as well. So I think that's also something we all share in common, like being black people and in those households.
No, that is such an amazing example to use.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to that, outlining the privileges that many people have and what many people don't. And I mean, yeah, I could say that I did, like, I grew up pretty, you know, blessed having both my parents and also having their guidance and their knowledge and, you know, having that, you know, having that support. But at the same time, it's like, when can you actually see that if not being compared to something else?
Definitely. And that whole exercise.
Yeah.
Demonstrates, like, because it's kind of out of sight, out of mind for both of us.
Yes.
We know our experience and that's what our vision is limited to. And those people who stepped in front of us, that's what their vision is limited to as well. Yeah. So for us, we can look and say like, oh, I thought I had it good, but here these mob that grew up alongside me actually were way ahead of the race. And they can kind of look behind them and be like, wow, where I thought that it was normal to have two parents with full-time jobs all the time.
For sure.
And everyone just went to private school and all this stuff. They can look back and realize like, oh, some people are not afforded that royalty.
For sure.
So I think that was really cool to see. And also like, I don't know. I feel like us black people are very grateful. Like, we're always taught to be grateful.
We are,
grateful for a roof over our head, grateful for food, grateful we got to go to any school, you know?
Yeah.
We get a room to share with our sister and not, like, no room at all.
No room at all, yeah.
But, yeah, that did put a lot into perspective.
And has that, and now coming to your 20s, well, I guess 20.
We talked about this. 20.
Yeah, 20. Has your perception on how you've grown up changed?
Going to a specific university, thou who shall not be named, definitely put life into perspective for me because I worked my butt off to get there and I was in a tiny little college room sharing with a floor of only five, but like I had no family, no friends. And it was such a, like, my parents had paid, like, hustled and paid a lot of money for me to get my flight to go down.
Yeah.
I had applied for so many scholarships and got the scholarship to pay for the accommodation.
Accommodation.
I was not even going to think about my university fees because that was, like, way too overwhelming.
No.
I had to, like, use my books from high school and everything for my stationery for uni. Mm-hmm. And then I rock up and people are, like, sitting in the, like, lecture hall, like, talking about going to the tab and then like being like, oh, I live in Subiaco.
Yeah.
My parents gave me their spare apartment and I drive our family spare car. And I'm like, what on earth?
The privilege was just so apparent.
I went to the school that's down the road from this university and I'm like, oh my God. Like it put a lot into perspective for me.
Yeah.
I'm obviously grateful for what I did have, but then I was like, wow, these people who are the same age as me lived like a completely different life.
Yeah.
And even now that I live alone, I'm in a friend group of people who live with their parents and all that. So we, mm-hmm. there are still disparities.
Yeah.
They
sure.
don't understand the kind of like stresses that sometimes.
An independent person like you has.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, independency
is different.
It's different for everything, thing. Everyone. But like, you live alone and you made that choice. Not that, do you think you've made, okay, sorry, I've worded that wrong.
No.
Do you think you've made that choice to live alone, or has it just been circumstance?
Oh, well, that could be my big life story. But at the moment, my predicament, I wouldn't say was, I think it was chosen for me.
Okay.
Because I lived at college, then I didn't live alone, and now yeah. I live alone. And I think that that predicament was put onto me, and I've made the best out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
But I think no matter where, I think even though I live alone, regardless of what's happened to me, I would live without my parents in that sense of alone.
Yes.
Maybe not alone. Yeah. Like, there might be other people my age, but it would be like separate from my parents. I think I chose to be separate from my parents and pay my bills and pay my rent and everything myself and do my grocery
yourself.
Myself.
Yeah. No,
so I think,
tough.
I guess.
Yeah. And I mean,
you're on the flip side, Shah.
Oh, I still live with my parents. And like, okay.
Say it with your chest.
I live with my parents. Okay. No, but okay. So this was like so tricky for me to talk about, even talking about it with people that are from completely different cultures. So I think it's a, for me, when people say, oh, like, obviously it's different for you. You have, again, you just told me, like, you don't have it. Like, you had, it was chosen for you.
Mm.
It was chosen for you. But if you had to make that choice, yes, you would live independently without, you know, not with your parents, you know. Mm. But in my culture, like, I think it's such a westernized concept. And I think it's such a capitalist concept.
Oh, absolutely.
To move out.
Yeah.
Like, if you're 26 still living with your parents, it's kind of like, ugh, like, leave, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but in my culture, right, like, I still have, like, older cousins, aunties, aunties living with their parents.
Yeah.
And the only reason being is because in our culture, and this is not me trying to justify it, like, if I had to make the choice to leave, yes, I would. I would. I'd tell my mom every day, I'm like, I'm moving out next year or something. I know, bless her. But I think, in our culture, the guy, like, it, parents are like a form of guidance for you.
Mm.
And yet, no, you like, I'm blessed. I know a lot of people aren't, to have that autonomy to make your own decisions, to make your own choices in your life.
Yeah.
But being under their roof, you kind of have to abide by the rules, obviously. But I think in, what I was saying before I, like, you know, added that point was, in our culture, your parents are there to support you and provide you with that stability for the time being until you find your own.
Yeah.
And it's not to say I'm not, like, independent, because I like to believe I am. It might be different for people have different conceptions of independency, but I think living with them has, you know, given me a chance to, yes, I'm blessed to have that stability, but I still have to, like, abide by their rules and live under their roof and give my mum, like, you know,
help and everything.
Basically.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, I think moving out, if I had the option, yes, I would. But I also have to, like, look at it from the cultural perspective and say, hey, my mum's providing me with that stability at the moment in order for me to finish my degree, in order for me to find my feet. And I think I'm starting to do that.
Yeah.
But it's not easy, for sure.
No.
But then again, like, I don't want to sound like I'm soppy about it, because I'm really grateful for it, obviously.
But you're allowed to say the pros and cons of it.
Oh, for sure. There's many.
Like, both
isn't
of
there?
Our situations, it's not perfect.
Exactly.
So, you know, and
obviously you lived with your parents for.
Interestingly, when I went back to Broome for a month, I had to live with them.
Yes.
So it was very interesting to see how the dynamic had changed.
Because you were obviously independent, living on your own for like 2 years.
And coming into their house, not as the girl who used to live there.
Yeah, used to go to high school, used to.
Yeah, it
you
was
know.
Completely different.
For I wasn't. Sure. How was it?
It was strange. There were times where I was telling my parents things I wasn't asking. Like, no, but, like, literally, like, I was, like, for going out or, like, not coming home, like, I was telling them. I wasn't asking.
Yeah.
Because, like, why would I ask? If I do that in Perth, I don't tell them.
You don't.
So that kind of stuff was different, because in high school, I was, like, a stickler for being, like, I've got to ask my mom, like,
yeah,
I'm
no,
so scared.
I still have
like,
to do. Yeah, it don't matter if you're 18,
I was scared.
20.
Like, so I wouldn't. So I think But also, like, everyone was telling my mum and dad, like, no, she's 20 now. Like, it's not the same as when she lived here. You don't have that kind of sway. Obviously, I have respect. Obviously, I contributed, like, with dishes and cooking and driving my siblings to stuff because I don't mind doing that.
Yeah, for
sure. And because, like, I enjoy being in a household compared to being here. But it definitely was different. I definitely called more shots.
Yeah.
But that's because I chose to act like that. I could have gone back in there and, like, been scared and gone back into that headspace that I was before. But I'm like, no, I'm independent now. I should be treated as such. Like, I obviously have respect for your house and everything and you, but I'm an adult and I live in Perth as an adult 100%. And I don't see how me being here could reverse all that.
100%. I think that is something I've had to try and grasp as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, I kind of see it as a spectrum. I'm kind of like trying to evolve into, I guess that's really powerful to just, I mean, I'm sure your parents do they get mad at you for like leaving whenever you want?
My mum, like, actually, she got so upset, but it was bad. Like, I didn't come home for, like, a couple nights.
Oh,
but, like,
shoot.
I was texting her. I was like, no, I'm fine. Like, and it's a small town. Like, seriously, she just drove. I was literally, like, around the corner. I was around the corner, but she didn't know. Literally, if she just drove around, she would have found me.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, she didn't appreciate that, but she wasn't saying, you can't do that. She was just, like, annoyed at me.
Yeah.
And especially, like, hearing the keys jangle, like, early in the morning. I'm not feral, by the way. Like,
no,
guys.
No,
she's I had
not.
1 month in Broome. Leave me alone. I had lots of people to catch up with. But, like, hearing the keys jangle at, like, 3 in the morning, like, I don't think she appreciated that. Because she lives a little peaceful life with my brother there.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd say the same about my mum. My mum likes her little peaceful life.
Definitely.
And, like, things that don't go her way sometimes, she's kind of like
salty girl,
you could have, like, no. My mum, I definitely don't like, I tell I think my problem is I need to get at that headspace of asking for permission. I'm still that again, as you mentioned, that scared.
It's a two-way
teenager.
Street. You need to find a middle ground.
Like, I go to my mom, like, mom,
yeah,
and she's like, you know, washing the dishes or something, or like, you know, on her phone, on her little flip case phone. She's like on it, you know, and like, I'm like, hey, mom. And she's like, what? And I'm like, can I go to podcasting today? Like,
stop.
For example. And like, she'll be like, okay, go. I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, why are you asking?
But is that like innate idea that you've got
to,
like, check?
Yeah.
Because if you don't,
to,
like, what, the world's going to end.
Exactly. And I still, like, I'm going, like, I do, a lot of people, I don't know, you know this. I do, what's the word? I just forgot English. I do travel. Travel, is that the word? Relocate a lot. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, okay.
I relocate a lot, not travel. I wish. But I relocate a lot. So 1 week I'll be in, like, Canberra, and then the next week I'll be in Sydney, and then I'll be in Melbourne for a while. So I'm in, like, Sydney for a month, right?
Yeah.
I still ask for permission from my mom. I'm like, I know, like, the time difference is a thing. I'm like, hey, mom, I'm just going to go to, like, go out for dinner tonight.
Stop.
And like, she'll be like, okay, cool, I don't care. But I think it's just that habit.
Keeping them in the loop.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of it more. And I think she just wanted to gain a trust with me before resulting to those things. So I don't know. I think, like, it's definitely something, once you, like, work on it and get to a point, it's liberating.
Yeah.
And your parents don't care.
Yeah,
they
really
don't.
But you want to keep, like, a rapport with them. So, like, I don't ask my mum permission, but sometimes just, like, send her a bunch of photos and be like, this is what I'm doing, by the way.
No.
If you cared.
If you cared.
If you gave me a call.
And it's just,
this,
like,
is what
the
I'm
thumbs
doing.
Up.
Oh, for real. Stop. Oh, like, for real. She goes, okay.
Okay. Like, nothing
Excuse
else.
Excuse you?
Nothing else.
But back to what you were saying, like, just quickly, I think it's very common in, like, ethnic families as well. Like, there's, like, a idea that, like, old people don't go to nursing homes and stuff.
No.
That's a very westernized thing.
We had a convo about this.
You basically, like, live with the old person until they pass away.
But that's, like, that's our culture, eh?
Literally.
That's our blackfellow culture as well
as like, an ethnic thing. It's, like, nursing homes are not a thing.
And that's, like, shamed upon too.
Yeah.
As well.
And,
like,
old people are stubborn. They're like, I'm not going to
nursing
home.
I'm not going
home.
To her nursing home.
Yeah, exactly.
My pop, he, bless him, so, like, you know, like, almost hitting, like, 90. Mashallah. Sorry, mashallah. And he... I need to say mashallah, you know. And he, like, you know, he's hit that stage where he's, like, you know, he feels like a burden.
Oh,
and
don't.
It's so sad hearing him talk about it. But it's kind of like, no, we're not letting you go. Like,
yeah, no, that's wrong.
It's wrong. To us. That's how our mind is. But I think, like... I think it's in our culture to take care of our elders.
Absolutely. And like, repay them for all that stuff that you said, the stability they gave you when you were coming up, that they gave your parents when you're, you know, it's like all the cycle of returning it back.
Yeah. It's basically that. But like, yeah, I'm so glad we still have our nans and we.
Oh, for real.
Cause imagine going to a nursing home.
Guys, the day my grandparents pass away, like, you'll never find me. I'm going to disappear. Like, you guys will never ever find me again. Like, literally, they are like, I mean, relevant to this year's NAIDOC theme.
Oh, yes, for our elders.
Well, that's exactly right. Like, literally, don't.
If my
nan, like, goes missing, I'm going missing too.
Don't. I'm going to stop saying that. And I love your nan too.
Stop.
What a place to be, living in the middle of the hills and the sea. It's a rule to me that I get to chase my dream. My friends and my family, I mean.
I think those are some very universal aspects of having an ethnic and black household. And different aspects of it are so, like, there's so many different aspects of it, which we haven't covered, but I'm sure there's many, like, many experiences that one day we'll wrap our heads around.
But, like, summing it up, especially if someone's listening and they're, like, they're in a position to make a choice.
Mm.
Do I stay or do I go?
Yeah.
Well, we come to you as people on both sides.
Both sides of it.
So, like, I think maybe we should
What do you think?
Maybe we should just outline the pros and cons of our situation.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay.
I would say
the pros of living alone.
Yeah. The pros of living alone. Oh, I think I don't want to. That's so stupid to say independence. That's what this whole conversation is about. But I think autonomy. Autonomy is the word.
Yes.
Sometimes I like surprise myself. I'll go, oh, I have autonomy to like go get Uber Eats right now if I want. Like no one's going to stop me.
No one's going to stop you.
I can like get in my car and drive and like no one cares. It affects nobody.
No one. Yeah.
I can like put whatever I want on the TV. This is stupid stuff, by the way.
No. But
the premise is autonomy. If I want to get up that day and I don't want to drive all the way to uni to study, I can literally study at home.
Mm.
And that affects nobody. It's my choice.
It's your choice.
For my life. That's on a small.
Damn, does that feel good?
Well, yeah. On a small level, I'm used to that. Mm-hmm. And I think if I was to reverse back to what I used to live like, that would feel very, claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So I will say autonomy is a big one. If I want to like, I don't know, buy 5 avocados this week, like I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
No one's going to stop me by
myself.
No
one's going to, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So autonomy is a big one and.
Cons. Oh, do you want to keep going? Sorry. I'm like rapping. That's so rude.
No, you're fine. I'm thinking if there are any more pros. Probably being like, having your own space.
That's good.
Growing up in an ethnic household.
Oh, you don't have space.
No, you don't have space. And your room is like your little safe bubble. And it's just like an explosion of a personality because you have to shove everything that's yours in the room. Cause if you put it out there, like people are going to take it.
Whereas having your own space, you can just like.
Oh, it's my space.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's an expression of my personality. It's an extension of myself.
An extension like, of
feel,
your personality.
I feel safe. I think, that's my bubble. Each room is like different and it's all my stuff.
So cute.
I feel a sense of ownership. You feel ownership, you feel pride and you feel like you're kind of getting somewhere in the world. Like I own a couch. I'm 20 and I own a couch. And
is that exciting? Like,
you know, I own a little car. Like bubble of what I used to own used to fit in like 2 boxes and a suitcase. And now I have
expanded.
More to my name. You know what I mean? So I think that's kind of important to me, especially because I live away from home. That's like, I've got something to show for like who I am.
Exactly.
This is all my stuff. Not the material stuff matters, but that's something I would say is a pro. Cons are definitely feeling lonelier or feeling a bit lost.
Because you don't have your siblings there too.
No. So you feel a bit lost because everything's on you. So obviously I can call my mum or my dad if I need help with something, but yeah, you do feel like a bit of like a little lost sheep sometimes. Like, you know, I've had to deal with I've only just turned 20 and I've already had to deal with like car insurance claims and like, I don't know, all my bills, rental agreements,
tax,
like all that stuff, which I know a lot of other people have, but a lot of people haven't.
Mm.
Their parents are still doing that for them, you know? So it would be like dealing with those big things. You know, you had a bad day. No one's going to cook dinner for you or wash your clothes.
You.
Like that's on you. Or like you're super tired, but there's no food. You need to go grocery shopping. Like that's your job or. You know, money is your job. So that kind of stuff is tough and not having that support from your parents. And yeah, just like advice at the drop of a hat or like someone who's already done it to walk you through it.
Yeah.
And because we're older siblings as well, I don't have like an older sibling as well who's already been through it who could
give you
tell
that
me.
Advice.
So yeah, definitely feeling lost is one.
Oh, wait, that makes my heart hurt.
Yeah. No, but like I try not, it's a learning curve.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I've learned so much at 20. I feel like I've got a lot of life skills. So it is good, but it's a hard lesson. But that's my pros and cons.
I love that. And I can really tell you're evolving into your own. And remember, you're only 20. You're still young. Making those, like, hardcore decisions.
Yeah.
You do need to give yourself a pat on the back for that. Because, yeah, she's actually she's doing it, guys. I'm like, I love it. But it's just, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And, no, you should totally take pride in that.
And, thank you.
You know, like, I'm just so proud of you. Look at you go, girl.
I'm proud of you too.
Okay, but on the flip side, this is, I don't even know how to summarize this. I didn't even think. So, pros, I guess. Oh my God. So, okay, to preface, I just want to say that I am never home. but, I think, okay. So I guess in the opposite of everything you said in my, like, I guess it's like, I have my siblings there. Who do I feel like annoying today? Oh yeah, I've got my sister. I have my brother. And I really love it when we sit in the lounge together and we have yarns when I'm there. And like that you really have like, I don't know, your love for your siblings. Like, yeah, it's different. It does change over time, obviously, but it's still so cute to just sit down, have a yarn, watch a movie or like, talk about their days and their little issues and, like, you know, be that person to, like, you know, just sit and just witness this. I think it's really – it's so beautiful. It's so cute. So that's definitely a pro, just never being alone. And another one would definitely be, yes, it's, like, the standard things. Like, someone does cook you dinner. Like, my mom loves cooking. My mom is – like, she will not let me – I love cooking too. I'm a – guys, okay, I really want to start – cooking channel. If like, I always tell people, God, no, I always tell people, I need to like start a cooking channel because that's like my favorite thing in the world.
First meal, but my mom, chicken.
Yeah, oh, biryani, like everything. I can do anything and everything. I really love cooking, but my mom is also like really like she loves cooking. Her food's amazing, so she always likes, you know, cooks me. Like if I'm having a bad day, as you said, like I can come home and I can have a meal and like, and then it's also good because like again, I still like I do like car insurance and like having adult things. Like that. Yes, they're still dawned on me, but I do have that guidance from my mum and like my dad who actually sit down and have a conversation with me about it. And so I feel really guided. And I think that's really, that makes me feel really reassured. So like reassured and very
supported.
And, you know, just it's like, it's really good to have that stability as well. So I am never home. Like that's why I want to preface it. So like, I'm always relocating, as I mentioned.
Yeah.
So it's really good to just not think about, oh my God, like back in Perth, like, I hope this is not like, like if I was living alone, I would have stressed too much about, I wonder if someone's checking up on my house. I wonder if someone's like, you know, watering my plants or something. So I really am so blessed to have like a stable place where all my stuff is, I guess, kept.
Yeah.
When I, and like, I'm so grateful for that. Like, I'm so grateful for that. And like, also just, yeah, I think it's like, I think that's, those are some things that I really am blessed to have. And also having like a household, because my mom's really spiritual. It's just, it's really blessed to have, I'm blessed to be in that space. It's very good. Cons though. And I think this is a very, very hard one to address, but without sounding like an ungrateful brat.
No,
but
no. It's more this about is a judgment free zone.
Oh, thanks, my love. So basically it's just in terms of control.
Yeah.
So, you know, having a parent that has to like, you know, you're under their roof, you have to abide by their rules. So I can't have my own space sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting in the lounge and then my little sister comes up to me and is like, oh, you're home. I haven't seen you in such a long time. Let's have a conversation. Like, let's have a yarn. And I'm like, I'm not in the mood. Like, when you're not in the mood, it's like different, you know? And then also having that responsibility factor. We talked about being elder siblings and how much of a responsibility that is.
Yeah.
So when you're not upholding that responsibility, you do feel guilty like in a household. Yeah. So especially in an ethnic household, like when you're not upholding your responsibility as being the eldest child.
There's always a question of like, what are you contributing?
Exactly.
There's no such thing as living rent free.
No. You need to contribute in shape, way, form. Like you, and if that requires me to constantly be there for my siblings, and yes, I do pick them up. Yes, I do drop them off, whatever. If that requires me to do that, then in my opinion, that's like enough for me. But it's like, do I want to do that all the time?
Yeah,
that type thing. Do I want to do that all the time? Because I need to contribute in some way, shape and form.
Yeah.
Even if it's just to cook dinner, even if it's to, you know, do certain things. And I think that's definitely one con. Another would, you know, again, not having that freedom and also being confined in, like, I'm a Sagittarius. I don't know if you can tell, but I love being free. I think that's my favorite.
You're like a little nature baby.
I love it.
Out in parks and stuff.
I'm a very, like, I like doing my own thing type person. Like, if you talked about it last week, like, going to, like, places by yourself, I'm like, I love doing that. I'm not really, like, I'm an INFP, so I'm not really, sorry, why am I talking about all these things that define me?
She's beginning cold.
But, like, all these, like, so I'm definitely, like, a very introverted extrovert. So, like, I love being to myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, being confined in a room doing that is just not fun sometimes. And then also, like, dependent on my household and the situation, you always have people over.
Oh.
You've got your brother's mates over. You've got your sister's friends over. You've got, you know, so many different things. And it's kind of like, oh, my God, now I have to stress about, you know.
Yeah. I know.
Other things, you know. But, like, yeah. So I think those are definitely some concerns about control and maintaining that control and maintaining that with your parents, because then you always have, like, you don't have that autonomy to make your own decisions. Because, I mean, I always, for example, I always need to check in first before I have to do something. Or, like, I can't, I have to be home a certain time or else she gets worried, that type thing. You always have, in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't want to piss my mum off now, because then that will just alter our relationship.
And you always do something like consulting someone.
Exactly. And that's not what I'm made of. So I really find it hard to make my, like, I'm sure if we just have a yarn, it's fine. But because I'm such an, like, overthink. So whenever I have my mum at the back of my mind before doing things, like, I'm like, oh yeah, if I do something out of my own autonomy that doesn't suit her, like, suit her, or like,
it will cause a problem
and then alter our relationship. Because we live in the same house and we have to see each other all the time.
That's so true.
And so, like, yeah, I'm sure it will be solved, but it's just like you always have that at the back of your mind where you're like, I don't want to disappoint my parent. So, yeah, I think those are some things.
That shows such a spectrum that we've got.
It is a definitely big.
Here you're saying that's like the in the back of your head, and here I am like,
yeah,
whoop-de-doo, I'm going to go to the shops now by myself.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I think that was amazing.
So, yeah, hopefully if anyone is out there just like kind of considering this kind of thing or like trying to grasp where they're at and if that's right for them, maybe this gave you some ideas of like what you're willing to sacrifice or enjoy, you know?
Yeah, and I love that for us. I love how we're both very different people with, similar experiences, but also like contrasting.
Yeah, true that.
Contrasting situations. So I think that's deadly. I love it. IJ, after concluding that, you know, what we just talked about, I think the best way to like
sum it up
is looking at how far you've come, because we've definitely come far as two sovereign sister girls. I just want to put that in.
Come on.
I need to plug that. It's so good. I can't believe it. But I just want to ask, what advice would you give your younger self?
Wax your eyebrows.
Did you say wax your eyebrows?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Girl, I feel you. I had a monobrow.
Oh, my God. No, me too. That ethnic monobrow.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Low-key, though, anyone who bullied me for that, I have a problem with you now.
Yeah.
Because your eyebrows are lovely. When I was a kid, I used to, like, get so choked up about that. But now I'm like, well.
All these girls want to. Sorry. All these people.
And your little chicken strips.
Yeah, like, for real. All these people want to have our brows and like now, so.
I know. It's like a trend, especially with this, like laminated brows.
Laminated
brows. To have like thicker, like longer hairs like ours. Yeah. I'm like, girl,
we did
that. And I also had like a phase, in like late primary school, early high school, where I like tied my hair in a high ponytail, but like to the side.
I don't know what you're going to say.
You should have seen Charlene's face. That was awful.
I know what you're going to say. No, because I just.
Stop. That was so rude. That was so mean.
Yeah, my face cannot control itself. God. It cannot control itself.
To the side. And every day I'd put like a new bow in it. Like, JoJo with a bobo who?
JoJo. It's me. Cute.
IJ with
that.
A bobo. No, stop. And so every school photo, I've got this awful high ponytail. which just like, oh my God, probably pulled my hair.
Receding hairline tings.
No, stop. Anyways, stop. I would tell myself, girl, get rid of that. Ever. You couldn't bribe me with money to do that again.
A high ponytail.
Oh my God, stop.
I love you.
Okay, moving like a bit older than that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously I'd say what I said before about the relationship thing, like just know whatever you choose now for yourself, even though you're young, has a element of permanency to it.
Yeah.
It's not just like dilly-dally, like date this boy. Like, no, you realize when you date someone, you got to like hang around them for a while.
Yeah, commitment.
Like for a long time.
For sure.
Think about that moving forward. At the time, I wasn't thinking about that. I was like, oh, cute boy.
Like, yay. This one's going to make me feel good for a
silly,
while.
Silly, silly choice. Anyways. A big thing I wrote, and this is very relevant to late high school me, do not work yourself to the bone at the expense of your physical and mental health, good friendships, familial relationships, and social life, all to prove a point about independence and academic validation. No. Wow. It's just, oh, my God. When I think back to year 11 and 12 me, like, that is a bone, like, what's it, a skeleton of who I am now.
Yeah.
Physically a skeleton because I didn't take care of myself.
Never, yeah.
I lost a lot of weight, like not being on top of my health and eating. And this is a bit of a, like, there's a bit of a trigger warning just for like eating and disordered eating and those kind of topics. But that was something that was very relevant to me in high school. And I basically worked myself physically to the bone. Like I was very much so not the person that I am now, like health wise. My mom actually said to me the other day, she's like, you look really healthy.
Aww.
She was like this, like physically, like you look happy and your body looks healthy.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you're doing, do this. Like it's obviously working. So yeah, definitely I let go of myself in that way, like health wise, mental health wise as well, like just let the immense stress and pressure get to me. And I cut off like friends, probably snapped at my boyfriend at the time way too much. So I was so stressed. I was beefing hard with my parents.
Yeah.
Like I was like in like a fight state of mind, fight or flight, but it was fight all the time. Yeah. I was picking fights with everyone because I was so worked down to the bone. I had nothing left to give. And I was just like so angry and so stressed. And I did all that for an ATAR score, for academic validation, to uphold this whole thing where people are like, oh, Isaiah is conscientious. She's smart. Like she's got it. She understands. She's all good.
Just to uphold that. Yeah. Just to live
just
up to other
just to not let other people down.
Yeah.
I did all that. And I lost friends. Wow. I lost my body. I lost like any kind of standing of a good relationship with my parents. I lost all of that. I didn't do too many social things in year 12 and year 11
because
I was
so
buried
focused
in like books and focused on like university and what I'm going to do for myself. And I was head girl at the time.
Mm.
I was working like 4 jobs in year 12 for no good reason. I didn't even need the money. Like it was just like, I would just fill up my plate so much.
You were adulting too early.
For real. And I was feeling guilty if I wasn't. I was like, no, you're lazy if you don't work 4 jobs. What are you doing with your time? Yeah. Or you're lying in bed, like you're wasting time when you could be like, what is that stupid little thing? There's 24 hours in a day. Like we all have the same 24 hours in a day. Like I was in that ugly little mentality. Like,
no,
girl,
stop.
Please.
Those TikToks that TikTok advice thing that everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
Like it's not that TikTok's not that deep, that thing.
Yeah. Like, not the vibe.
Oh.
And then something else I wrote was like, use your brain to be decisive and evaluate between what's like real pressure. Well, this ties into what I just said. What's real pressure and what's your own pressure?
Because
obviously a lot of what I just said was all internal. Because when I vocalized it to people, they were like, oh, I didn't think that I was putting that pressure on you. I didn't say that to you, or I didn't have that expectation of you. And I was like, so why did I feel so strongly in my heart that you did? And it was like that. It was internal and it was so strong.
Yeah.
So it would be like telling myself, like, girl, look at reality. Look at reality.
Yeah.
Because you've got a very warped sense of reality because of what's going on inside your head. Like, look at the truth. Did your teacher really care if you didn't do so well? No, they just want the best for you. Did your mum really need you to have 4 jobs? No, she wants you home. You know? Did your friends, like, you know, like, I was living in my own world. Living in my delusion. But it was bad. So I would tell myself, like, go look at reality.
Yeah. No, that's,
For real. That's why, this is why we feel old and we're only 20. Because we done been through it. And then I guess what else I thought was, I hate when people say this because it's so broad, but like, do not be afraid of failure and change. But I say that because the best things that I see in my life now have come because of change or quote unquote failures.
Yeah.
You know, failed relationship, I guess. Like, I have reaped the benefits of that so much. The relationships I have with friends and family now, I couldn't trade for the world, you know? And that was because of a failure, so to say.
Yeah.
Or changes, you know, moving to Perth or whatever. Like, the best things have happened to me because I've released control, let reality do its thing and embrace change. I've been upset about it. I've cried my whole life because sometimes change comes to you in really crappy ways. It's not soft on you. It's not like...
It's definitely not.
It comes like, bam.
Yeah.
Deal with it. Pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
But when you kind of find a way to embrace it, I've actually, like, retrospect, like, looking back, like, I appreciate it so much.
Aww.
And the like, failing or not doing well led me to where I need to be. And that sounds so yuck. Like, that sounds yuck.
Not at all, though.
I hate when people say that stuff, like, failure led me to where I am today. But it's a truth.
It has a sense of truth to it.
It's literally true.
Yeah.
If everything went my way, that controlled girl who's living in her own mind, not looking at reality, oh,
things.
I wouldn't be in a good place. I would not be in a good place. It's because I woke up to like the world around me and fit myself into that and like grew into that, that I actually had life changing experiences and like found my feet. So that's all it's a lot, but that's what I would tell my younger self. Not that she would listen. She'd look at me sideways and be like, shut up.
Imagine her. She's just like listening to you say all this. That makes my heart so like, it's so bittersweet to think about these things.
Because
it's like you wish she had that mindset then, but then it's a good thing to like realize that. Because now look, like,
it was all necessary.
It was necessary. And now where you are today, and I'm sure you're going to have different advice.
Yeah, maybe 5 years.
To yourself now. It's just, oh my God. That's
how life works, though.
Always work backwards. No, oh my God, stop. That was actually really good advice.
Why, thank you.
I would definitely tell my younger self that as well. But I think for you, like, it's like now looking back at it, you're like, oh, I got, like, my entire high school experience was just stripped.
Oh, yeah.
From me.
Like, and you can't get that back.
You can't get that back. But it's like, don't let that bother you.
Yeah,
because it's like you where you are now, I think, like, I think that's the healthiest version of you so far.
Okay, what age are you talking about? Like, an age range? Are you like kid, teenage? Who are you talking to when you say this?
I am talking to myself now.
Like yesterday.
yesterday, like a week ago. No, I think, oh my God.
A period of time that needed the most support.
I think from like 14 to even now. But in the sense that I obviously am evolving now, I'm changing now, but maybe like 14 to 18, I would say.
Okay.
I'm kind of, oh my God, I even made a stupid sound. But anyways, it's kind of similar to you in the sense that I feel like a lot of things robbed me of my happiness and finding my feet, but that didn't mean I just never cared.
Yeah, okay.
I wish I cared more. In a good way. Like, then also there's situations that made me feel like I wish I cared less.
Okay.
I wish I cared less. I wish I cared more about the right things and cared less about the wrong things. So I wrote down, because we wrote down a little advice before we came in here, because it's a really, like, deep topic, obviously. Yeah. But there are certain situations that led me to turn things down. So... And that was because of my own self-doubt of myself growing up. I was in so much self-doubt that I was never going to be what I imagined myself to be.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to tell myself, like, all my self-doubts included, like, girl, you don't talk too much. You talk the right amount.
Oh, I love that.
You aren't too loud. You talk in the tone that you were born with. Like, girl, own up to it. You aren't too needy. The things people... should be giving you, you deserve, right?
Charlene's speaking to all the black girls out there. Like, I'm literally about to cry.
No, stop it. Don't cry, because I'll cry.
Not again.
But, like, I think it's like that I want to dress myself so much. And, like, you, like, I just want to go back and just, like,
shake yourself.
Her. And, like, you know, you are allowed to take up space. You'll never be too much. You know, you are you. People accept that or not, you know? And, like, you're allowed to exist however frick you choose, even with a monobrow, even with a bow in your hair. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
No, I love that.
And don't beat yourself up for that as well. like, you did the best you could at the moment. Like, that's what I mean. It's advice for me now, because I'm, like, trying to remind myself, you know, like, you did the best you could at the moment. It's not your fault for trying to survive. Absolutely. And you did. You survived. And I'm proud of her, and I'm proud of you for surviving, you know? Because sometimes it's hard to see opportunities when you're focused on just making it through. Hence why you have self-doubts. Hence why you don't feel like anyone deserves you, anyone deserves your time, and why you feel like, hey, maybe I shouldn't do this certain thing because I'm not deserving of it and I don't think it's for me. When in reality, you're just making it through, girl, and your time will come. Like, I don't know if it's now or in the future. Maybe it's already happened. I don't know. I don't really dwell on that sort of stuff. But a time where you can feel like, you know, you're able to live and you don't need to constantly survive and feel like every day is another hardship, because at the end of the day, you need to be proud of yourself for surviving. And I just wish she knew that instead of having all those self-doubts about her appearance, about people, about grades, about you, like, things getting into uni.
Don't matter to you too much.
Things
now.
That really don't matter.
Wow. Cut that up, guys, and play that on repeat.
No.
That was so beautiful. Stop. Oh my God. That made me very emotional.
I remember you writing yours down, and then I was like, you know what? I can work with this because I feel a similar way. So I just, like, addressed at both of our younger selves and addressed at those who may still feel like they're in
a lot of people
sense of, yeah.
But also, like, snaps and claps to you, Charlene, because for you to, like, sit here and say all that, coming from a mindset, though, that was the complete opposite.
Thank you.
Because it's also hard to say that stuff, like, I am worth it, or I don't talk too much, when everyone has, like, shoved it down your throat that you are.
Your entire life.
It's really, really hard to say it with conviction and, like, believe it, and you seem to be able to do that.
Thank you so,
like,
so
good
much.
For you.
Thank you, sis. I really appreciate that. It's all thanks to people like you as well who've helped me establish that. Even though I do make really bad decisions in life, I still think I'm trying, and I know for a fact, in hindsight, I'm going to look back at myself now, and even, like, as we said, time is funny because it works, sometimes it works backwards, and you just want to tell yourself, like, girl, get out of this situation, leave, but I'm still trying. You're still trying. The whole world is trying. We just need to appreciate ourselves for that a bit more.
Definitely. And you can't get angry at yourself, your past self, because you need to consider the circumstances they were in at the time.
100%.
You know? Like,
100%.
I beat myself up sometimes about when I was younger, like, sticking up for myself or whatever, but it's like I wasn't in the space at the time to be able to do that.
So
just say good on you for what you could do.
And just,
you know, and leave that there.
Move on. No, that's really eye-opening. But I'm glad we had that little segment.
I am. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's so beautiful. Stop it.
Insert photos of us looking ugly as kids.
With our monobrows and the bow in our hairs. Yeah, your boy, he had to put the city on the map.
Boorooloo, my sister girl, you know exactly where it's at. Okay, to wrap up the episode.
Yay, it's my favorite. Sorry, I get so
sovereignty,
excited.
T-E-A. T-E-A. For those who don't know.
What are they stand
what
for?
What is this? Third episode?
Third episode.
You guys should know by now.
You catch
sovereignty.
On. It's a segment where we talk about our
thoughts, energy, affirmations. I think that's what we've decided.
That's
we're
what
doing.
We decided. And it's for the week ahead. And it's just such a feel-good time.
It really is.
It's so good. It's my favorite. Sorry.
Oh, it's got Charlene singing.
Oh, guys, I don't sing, but, like, I can sing for sovereignty. Oh, wait, what did you say?
You were just like, feel-good time.
Feel-good time.
Ew.
I have my headphones.
She's like doing the, what is it, like that one, holding one ear.
Headphone. Yeah, like that, you know, little Uzi, like,
oh
in
my
the
God,
studio.
Becca in Pitch Perfect. Like,
oh my God, yes.
She's living her fantasy. Stop.
Like, I just want to do that.
Oh my God.
You want me to go first? Okay.
You're the one that's so excited.
Okay. I actually am excited. Only for the fact that I don't think about things too much.
Yeah.
But when I do, I get excited because I'm like, I actually thought about something. So,
oh my God, stop.
That's such a dumb thing to say. But so my sovereignty for the week ahead. So my tea, my thoughts for the week ahead. I need to start going silent and focusing on my bloody priorities because I feel like I let the world know what I'm doing all the time and it's an oversharing factor as well as, like, I just want attention all the time. And if I don't get it, then I'll cause a scene. And that's really bad. I know that's, like, accountability what? To the max.
That is, like, extreme self-awareness, though, because I don't get that at all from, like, your life updates.
I love you, but I feel like...
When you wrote be silent, I was like, what?
No,
like,
no.
I was so confused.
As in, okay, not silent, as in, like, just stop talking.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, wow, that's a bit much.
But like, more like, I don't know. I just feel like all I do is like, I'm letting people know too much. And sometimes I need to stop. I need to like, my thoughts are just to focus on my priorities for the time being. Yes, do things at a slow pace. Cause I'm not home for a month.
Yeah.
So I need to start sorting things out, and working on that. And then also like, I need to stop living, like, I need to just stop living La La Land and actually put things down. No, actually, no, I need to think things through now.
I'm so sorry for laughing, but like,
I don't know why that took too long.
So funny.
It took too long to think.
I need to stop living in La La Land. Like, I was not expecting that at all.
we have giggles this morning.
How you make two little sister girls. We're not prepped for this podcast live. Like, read a script and stuff. We were struggling.
We were struggling to get
just them. Know if you hear anything that sounds organized, like, It was a challenge.
We're not always that organized. But, yeah, okay. No more La La Land. Girl, get your crap together and actually put your head down. Okay. Energy for the week ahead. Okay. So I need to remind myself, like, people around me, like, I associate my energy with people around me. And that being, I need to remind myself that, right, people will come along in this journey, in this life, whether I'm going to, like, you know, a different environment. I just need to remember, like, I'm not there to, like, people please. I need to just start, you know, letting people, like, I just think the right people will come my way, and I should stop living in fear and scarcity of it. Like, I need to, like, you know, live in abundance and know that my opportunities and, like, people around me and, like, the perfect life is coming along, because I'm stressing myself out too much. Like, girl, shut up. So I think all my efforts and my mindset at the moment are so, like, I'm doing it for, like, other people. I need to start doing it for myself. And I love that. Some people aren't deserving of my efforts.
Say it for the people in the back.
Girl, I need to, like, come on. Like, I need to start living in abundance and let things just come my way instead of grasp for it. And, oh my God, my affirmation for the week ahead.
I love this. Go ahead.
Oh my God, stop.
Say it in your big narrator voice. Go on.
My life is a movie. Wait, I lost it. Wait, sorry. My life is a movie. I wake up seeking new opportunities. I run into my local person. Okay, I guess that was not working. So, like, my affirmation, I don't know why IJ was so excited about this, because I'm definitely excited about this too. I just want to affirm that my life is a freaking movie.
I love that.
I need to start seeing it as a movie. I'm the main character. I'm a TikTok sound. I'm literally a TikTok edit.
Like, every indie, like, movie was made about you.
Yeah, every,
like,
indie movie.
You're walking down the street to get a coffee. Like, the camera's on you, babe.
Camera's on me.
What face are you going to make?
Yeah.
What outfit are you going to wear?
Charlie. And I'm just, like, waving. And, like, some people I don't even say hi to. And I just, like, look down.
Mysterious girl.
I'm a mysterious girl. And then, like, every day I run into my local coffee person and have a yarn with them. And, like, I don't know, my luggage gets lost at airports, and which happen, you and I can relate.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. And it turns out it was swapped with someone else's, and then now I have I need to make a friend through, like, a luggage loss. And, like, I go home, like, tired every day, and I chuck my things on a bed and contemplate the meaning of my existence and look at the ceiling. Ooh. And, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I need to start romanticizing my life a bit. So my affirmations are definitely more on the romantic side. My life is an indie film. Like, I like some movie.
Okay, finally, about time that indie films had, like, a black main character too.
Oh,
like,
true, please, eh? Stop. And not those weird book to movie adaptations.
Oh, I know, like, they always turn out so poorly.
They turn out terribly. But anyways, that's
I love that.
Thank you. Your turn.
Okay, my thoughts. My thoughts, not to be a little negative Nancy.
Don't even.
Perth is starting to feel like a small town.
Oh, girl, come on.
Yeah, and I know the mob that have been here longer than me, like, already know that. And I feel like people around here, they don't grow up from high school, a lot
say
of them.
Say it.
Because a lot of them didn't have to make the changes that, like, a lot of us did.
For sure.
I done moved away from my house when I was 17, and you still live with your mama, causing problems for people like you in high school, because she does your grocery shopping for you, you gotta do is sit on your phone tapping away.
Go, tell them.
Like, I'm sorry. Stop, please. I grew up, like, no, can you please catch up, like, with the times we left high school?
Yeah.
The rest of us are, like, moving on.
Ew, so, that is such a thing.
Not to sound like a rude, like, mean girl. I am for the girls. I will say that.
Seriously, guys.
If you want your boyfriend to text me, I will screenshot it and I'll send it to you. I've done it before and I will do it again. Anyways, it's just been like a small town. It's like, come on, guys, like, in the best way, like, grow up, please.
Yeah. No, you're saying how a lot of us feel.
But in the same way, I don't want to get down about it, because
it's an opportunity to see how people are for themselves mm-hmm. and be like, oh, I didn't realize you were like not up with the times where I was up with. Not to put myself on a high horse, but like obviously you're not growing up and yeah. I need to kind of just like cut you off if you're going to stay
maturity.
Stagnant. If you're going to stay yeah. in that little like hole, like you can stay there.
Bye.
I'll drive away in my little car.
I love that.
So now that I know that you're toxic, like I will replace that gap with new people and new experiences because when you like, you know, it doesn't have to be a negative thing. You can cut people off. And yeah. and new people will come in.
Yeah.
That's how that works. It's a cycle.
It's so a cycle.
I'm more than glad to do that. And seeing that Perth is getting a little bit too claustrophobic.
You're always running into the same people, eh?
Yeah. It's, yeah. Oh, people will be recycling around here. So, yeah, we gotta move along from that. My energy anyways is this week is myself and knowing myself.
Ooh. Oh,
just getting really in the zone because I've got to go cutting people off. Like I'm going to stand strong in my 2 feet,
mm-hmm.
know myself and put an emphasis on my pre-existing relationships and friendships. So like I said last week, like booking and things like getting my nails done with people or going to dinner or catching up with people, just like connecting with them because yeah. I have a bit more free time and new friendships.
Oh, that's
little
so cute.
Story time.
Okay, tell us.
I was getting my nails done. I've got acrylic French tips for anyone who's wondering.
Gorgeous.
And the girl
gorgeous.
Sitting next to me was getting them too. And she was a little bit further ahead than me. I said, oh, your nails look so nice. Like, you're making me think I should just get it without the French tip. And we started talking.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it turns out she just moved to Perth. She only knows her sister who works FIFO and she's around my age and we were just talking and we got along really well. We like exchanged socials and like I feel like she's going to be like
and
a new friend now.
And that wouldn't have happened if you didn't compliment her nails.
So I'm like going to emphasize and look for and welcome those new experiences and those new friendships as well.
Aww. Props to you for actually going to her.
My life is a movie.
Yeah, you are though. It is though. Come on.
Okay. And my affirmation is I do not need to run away at the sign of chaos or drama. Wow. I am strong enough to rebuild my circle around those who serve me positively and enrich my life.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure everyone can tell what kind of week I've had. If this is my tea, I'm sure you guys already know, but it's true. I don't like, cause this whole thing made me think I want to go back home.
Yeah.
It's easier. I just want to go back home. Well, I want to move to, Melbourne. Yeah, I want to move somewhere else. I need to get out of Perth. It's too small. But it's like, no, you don't need to run away.
Adapt to like that. Make those
for
things
real.
Adapt
just
to
because
you.
This is other people's stomping ground doesn't mean I can't enjoy living here too.
For
like,
sure.
I'm making a life for myself. No one's the boss of me. Like, I'm not going to just move away because you caused trouble.
Some trouble, yeah.
I'll just cut you off.
Yeah, for sure.
It's still a big enough city that I don't have to see your little face.
Yeah.
So, I don't need to run away. And also, like, my circle is not depleted without you.
Yeah.
My life is not over without you. Like, I have other friends and also I can make new friends that will probably be better.
Which you're capable of, clearly.
Bring more to my life than 100%. Chaos. So, toodles. Toodles.
Yeah, toodles. To anyone who goes to IJ and if you have a problem with IJ, like, what's wrong with you? Like,
literally.
how can you
like,
have a
please also
with
don't bring out the broom in me and, like, make me argue with you. Like,
don't.
Please, I don't want to be that person anymore. I will just block you. Like, please leave me alone. Seriously.
I'm just done. Like, just don't try.
For real.
Don't try.
But I feel like this was a fat episode.
Oh, no. It's very, it was actually really good.
It was.
Because, like,
it was.
We actually hit the time limit.
Yeah. This episode has been so fat. We've
it's
covered
been
so much.
Chunky.
Winter fashion.
To
growing up in black households.
Yes, a little bit of trauma bonding.
Definitely. What we tell our baby selves.
What we tell our baby selves.
And romanticizing life.
Which is what we're good at, don't you think?
We're a little bit delulu.
But it's cute. I live for it.
Oh, no, me too.
When have we ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
When have we ever seen that? We deserve it. We deserve every bit of it. And
for
that,
sure.
If that don't make you feel sovereign, then I don't know what does.
Plugging again. This girl, book her for your advertisements, guys. She'll find a way to slip it in.
No, I'd be more than happy to. Like, I think like, okay. I think like if I get a cooking channel on YouTube, maybe that would spark me. No, we did mention that I should petition to start a YouTube channel for Charlene, like a cooking channel.
I like that.
In particular. And I think like, I will like excel at that. So like, I'm just saying.
Let's
like,
just get that off the ground.
Let's just
guys.
Get that off the ground. I keep mentioning, I'm always going to mention it in every episode now. I'm going to mention my cooking channel.
Okay.
Cause I did it like 5 times in this episode.
No problem.
But anyways.
We thank you so much for listening to this very big episode and we hope you enjoyed it.
We hope you enjoyed it and we will see you next
episode.
Bye. That's why we.
You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Noongar Whangai rapper Joshua Eggington and Tani Walker.
Our artwork is by my sis Lavinia Nidalia McKenna.
Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna. Our executive producer is Daniel Raphael.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTRFM on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never ceded.